Scrap Heap Challenge is back, and this week we're getting low down and dirty.
Welcome to a brand new series of Scrap Heap Challenge, the show where the best of Britain's bodgers don boiler suits, scavenge for scrap, and fight it out in the dirtiest programme on TV.
This series, we've got a new Scrap Heap in a woodland glade in Reading, and a new presenter, Lisa Rogers, fast car connoisseur and fan of all manner of monster machines.
This week is to build a marauding mud monster that can wade through a mountain of muck. We're going to bring the teams here to our Stadium of Sludge, where we'll see if their souped-up saloons can tackle all manner of mud, from our swampy slalom to a molasses-like mudbogger's mire.
First up are a band of hard-boiled bikers from the north face of Newcastle-under-Lyme. Captain Munch and his easy riders, Nada and Andy, are the Staffordshire Terriers planning to ride roughshod over the competition. Together, they are the Munch Bunch. Munch's mechanical mastery will be keeping his team on the road.
If it can keep still long enough, I can weld it or bodge it together, really.
I break things and Munch fixes them for me.
Munch is our captain, but we all know that I'm the boss.
But they aren't just rough road roughnecks. These grease monkeys like the finer things in life.
We all enjoy good food, good wine, and good living, really.
And there's more than a trophy at stake for the leader of the pack and his right-hand woman.
When we win, I've promised Munch that I'll marry him.
So the stakes are high for the Beaujolais bikers. Will they outclass their opponents?
We're the Munch Bunch, and we're going to eat the opposition alive!
Our second team, aiming to be seeded number one, are the Barley Pickers from deepest Devon. Farmers Keith, Robin and Captain Andy are planning to plough their way through the competition.
Most of our days are spent bodging something up.
Sometimes successful, sometimes not, but we get there in the end somehow.
This crop of country cowboys are confident their wily country ways will help them reap rewards.
My role in the team is to slow them down to make sure we do it right the first time.
We work like absolute lightning.
After a hard day's haymaking, they're ready to cut loose.
We want to build something
big.
Big.
Bigger and better than anyone else has ever built before.
But will our West Country Wurzels be singing a different tune when they hear their challenge?
Teams, gather round. I hope you're ready to play dirty, because this week's challenge could lead you into some muddy waters. Barley Pickers, Munch Bunch, we want you to build a magnificent mud monster capable of tackling seriously slippy terrain and the messiest of muck.
Yes, teams, you're going to have to make sure you don't get bogged down, as your machines are going to have to wade through water and speed through slime. Right. You know the rules. When the wrecking ball's released, you've got just 10 hours to build the meanest, keenest mudbuster around. Barley Pickers, are you ready?
Yes.
Munch Bunch, are you ready?
Yes.
Wait for it.
Go!
To keep our bikers in top gear, we've wheeled in UK off-road racing champion Richard Hopkins.
And to help the Barley Pickers kick mud in the face of the opposition, we've drafted in Royal Engineers captain and rough road fanatic Toby Cox.
So before they get knee-deep in mud, they'll have to come up with a plan.
What do you reckon, then?
Well,
big motor.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, a big V8 or something.
Yes,
something to do with that traction on the back.
What about a track?
Yeah, yeah. Tracks.
We don't want it to sink too far in the mud.
Tracks on the back of it.
Yeah.
Wheels on the front, driving like a snowmobile, but bigger.
Yeah, we make it big.
Yeah.
We make a monster.
Yeah.
The Munch Bunch are planning to build a half-tracked buggy to speed over the top of the mud. It'll need a powerful engine and an extra axle at the back to wrap their tracks around. The tracks should spread the weight of their monster and stop them sinking, and give them enough traction to motor over the mud. It's an ingenious idea, but scrap-built tracks have a nasty tendency to fly off at high speeds.
Engine?
On engine.
Big engine, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the most difficult thing is going to be finding decent tracks.
Tracks of some sort. We don't know what yet.
The barley pickers are also thinking big.
Well, you've either got to float across the top or you've got to cut down to the solid.
You're suggesting narrow tyres cut into the mud?
Absolutely. Big wheel, like a tractor tyre, cleated tread.
How long or short wheelbase?
Shorter the better, better turning. Another suggestion for the turning, let's go for four-wheel steering if we can find a bit.
Good idea.
The barley pickers will need a four-wheel drive engine and tall, thin wheels to cut down through the mud, so when they hit the firm ground below, their giant tractor should speed along. Instead of looking for a whole chassis, they want two front axles that they can connect up to steer both front and back wheels, making them more manoeuvrable. It's very complicated, and they'll be hoping that those wheels are tall enough to stop them from taking a mud bath.
Get the wheels, look for some axles. I reckon you get out and get that, we should be half in business.
OK.
Don't hang about.
OK.
Best of luck, Tui.
Get out there. Let's go.
It's set to be a filthy face-off between Country Cunning and Biker Bravado.
Watch where you're going. Automatic gearbox as well.
The Munch Bunch are firing on all cylinders. They've spotted a mighty motor for their monster build.
We've got a 3.5-litre Rover here, Munch.
Is it a complete car, Narda?
Yes, it's even got the keys in it.
Fire it up and bring it in, please.
Yes!
She's a goer. But she's out of petrol.
Narda, how's it going?
Absolutely brilliant. We've found the motor that we want. Automatic gearbox is what we're looking for.
It's going to have to be towed.
But we're going to have to tow it back.
OK, now, I've heard, Little Birdie has told me, that there's quite a lot riding on this challenge.
Yes, when we win, I'll marry Munch.
So he is really going to want to win this?
Oh, yes, there's a lot riding on this.
And Narda, do you want to win this?
Well, it's like this. If I don't marry him, I'll have to swap him for a newer, younger model, so Andy's in danger.
Does Andy know that?
Andy always knows he's in danger when he's around me.
Those rustic rednecks have hacked the front axle off a Land Rover chassis and are soon ploughing a furrow back to base.
All right.
Now we're talking!
That's more like it.
OK, hold there.
They might be cock-a-hoop, but they need to find another one to make their four-wheel steering plan work. For as long as people have been driving, they've been lured by the magic of mud. Car rallying took off at the end of the Second World War, when the army sold off leftover Jeeps to the public. Organised competitions started in the 50s, and soon off-roading was pulling in all the grooviest people. In the 80s, as 4x4s became cheaper, mud racing pulled in a whole new crowd, and nowadays the sport attracts thousands, willing to try their luck on tough terrain. Ooh, mind that tree, sir!
Go fast! Go on!
A revved-up Munch Bunch have got their motor off the hard shoulder and are wrangling it back to base.
Yay.
Stop!
No brakes!
The bikers aren't interested in the bodywork. They want to get their hands on its V8 engine.
We're not going for the nice look, though.
No.
The farmers have rustled up another front axle. It looks a good match for their earlier find.
Blimey. You're going to use that, then?
Well,
we're planning to go big wheels, so we're not going to get steering.
Oh, I see.
You
won't use tyres like that on it.
No, we want big, narrow ones, really.
Ah, brilliant. But you're used to all this mud stuff, anyway. I mean, it's normal working life for you, isn't it? Bit of mud.
Yeah, it's a bit too familiar.
It's very familiar for you, yeah.
Mud might be second nature to the farmers, but Captain Munch is more at home polishing the chrome on his bike.
Would you say you're a biker at heart?
I've been riding bikes for legally 32 years now.
Fantastic.
I ride them 7 days a week.
Do you do the whole leather thing, the leather, the trousers?
We're old-fashioned, we still wear the black leather jackets and jeans.
You're a bit of a poser at heart, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Take your glove off a second. proper biker. Look at that.
Yeah.
Were you just love rather than hate? Was it a kind of hippie thing?
No, I'm right-handed. I could do that one, but I couldn't quite do that one when I was young. So I only ended up with one.
Oh, look what the boys have got! Yes!
Keith and Robin are bringing home the bacon as they round up that second axle. Captain Andy is as happy as a pig in swill.
The barley pickers have hatched a loopy plan to join together their two front axles, giving their vehicle four-wheel steering. When they turn their steering wheel, the front and back wheels will turn in opposite directions. This will give them a tighter turning circle. It'll make cornering much. With such super responsive steering, controlling their souped-up tractor could be a real challenge.
It's a monster engineering job, and Toby's keen to crack on.
I tell you what, I love that noise. You're starting to cut something because it means things are happening.
Something's happening.
Everyone seems very excited about this challenge, don't they? All the mud and the dirt and the grubbiness.
Certainly the barley pickers are just having a whale of a time. They're basically building a giant tractor, I think, from what I can tell.
Big tractor.
But I tell you what is a bit worrying is Munch asked Nada to marry him. And Nada said, I'll only marry you if we win Scrappy. Bow, bow, bow.
So if they win, it's all romantic ding-dong bells. We'll all be at the wedding with finery on.
Well, they'll find... Well, Nada is going to be making her own wedding dress from scrap.
Aww.
Fashioning it beautifully from welded bits of old tin and carburettor.
Isn't that romantic? That's lovely.
The farmers are grappling with modern technology.
Andy, can you hear me?
Keith?
Oh, that works now. Can you hear me now?
Sorry!
I'm bringing in that wheel!
They might be flummoxed by electronics, but Keith knows a good pair of wheels when he sees them. These beauties are off a crop sprayer, but they need four to get on the road.
Watching over our teams this week is our expert, self-confessed off-road anorak Diana Andrews. She's been competing and commentating at mud racing events for 15 years. When she's not talking dirty, Diana edits Off-Road Motorsport magazine.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, Robert.
Welcome to the throne.
Thank you.
It's all very exciting now. But, of course, you've got some experience of this kind of driving through sort of slightly sticky, muddy conditions.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah, it's something you have to do once in your life, really, isn't it? It's definitely a must-do.
So what do you think of what the teams are coming up with so far? The Munch Bunch, from what I can tell, are going for sort of half-track vehicle. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, so as they go through the mud, it's going to be the back tracks that's going to be the heavier part.
Down in.
So the front end should stay nice and light.
Right.
It almost bounce along. And it's the back that's going to be doing all the pushing.
Yeah. And the barley pickers are going for... it's got a big tractor, as far as I can tell. Very big, thin wheels that cut down through the mud and hopefully grip on something slightly more solid deeper down.
That's the only query I've got with the barley pickers team is... they've kind of put all their eggs in one basket because they are counting on the fact that it's not going to be bottomless mud.
Right.
It will depend very much on the course.
Yes.
But at the moment, I think we have to go with the Munch Bunch because they would probably cope with virtually any terrain.
Right.
Go, 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 go! Open it up! Open it up! Go!
The bikers are going hell for leather. They've scavenged a huge chassis off a Jeep. That thing's roomy enough to take their extra axle and hefty V8 engine. They just need to find tracks and they'll be home and dry.
There we go!
The fun-loving farmers are whooping it up, but things could turn serious if they don't find an engine and two more wheels soon. Will the barley pickers and their top-heavy tractor come a cropper, or will the Munch Bunch and their revved-up off-roadster sink without trace in our marathon of mud? Find out after the break.
Welcome back to Scrap Heap Challenge, where a trio of hard-boiled bikers are battling it out against three sons of the soil in our duel of dirt.
The Munch Bunch are storming ahead. They've got a cracking engine and chassis for their half-track mud monster.
What have you done to my car?
Well, just modifying.
Nada's gone shopping for track material.
Right, so I've found some tracks.
Are they metal tracks, Nada?
They are.
Too heavy, too
big. Yeah, I thought so.
We need to come up a fraction. I'll
get another... The barley pickers are planning to cut through the mud with a big-wheeled tractor, but with only two axles and two wheels, they'll have to dig deep to catch up.
Do that.
That's perfect.
The farmers need to find a working four-wheel drive engine, but it's like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Looking for bigger now.
It's bigger, isn't it?
Too high geared, though, wasn't it?
Shall I keep looking?
Meanwhile, Nada's scored some monster tractor tyres. She thinks they'll make terrific tracks. But aren't tracks usually made of sterner stuff?
Yeah.
Sure, that's big enough, Andy.
The first ever Caterpillar track machine was invented in 1908, and this Roberts tank is the granddaddy of them all. The army quickly took up the idea, and the first tanks rolled onto the battlefield in the 1916 Battle of the Somme. Tracks are the surefire solution for spreading weight on soft surfaces. They can stop a 60-ton tank from sinking in snow, mud, and even sand. But they're normally made of interlaced metal pieces, not scrap tractor tyres.
If I follow the inside of that, roughly...
Yeah, remember... Yeah,
that'd give us that.
The Munch Bunch have decided to carve the sides off the tyres to make them flexible enough to wrap around their wheels.
Like that afterwards.
Munch needs to get it right. One slip and he'll trash their track material. The rubber proves tougher than it looks. Munch gets nowhere with saw blades and finally resorts to the grinder.
Good smell.
While Munch burns rubber, Rich flame grills their chassis.
Don't worry, it's all right.
Don't
I know
panic.
What I'm doing.
I got me tea.
Teams, you have 7 hours remaining. 7 hours remaining, teams. Thank you.
We ain't got much in the way of a transfer box down there.
However, we've had
The farmers are in a fix. With a third of the day gone, they've given up hope of finding a four-wheel drive engine in time.
Chain down to a sprocket on there. Engine, just a normal two.
They've got a radical new plan, but it's going to mean loads more work.
Since they can't find a four-wheel drive engine, the bypickers are going to bodge one together themselves. The plan is to take a powerful two-wheel drive engine and use heavy-duty sprockets and chains to transmit drive to both front and rear axles. It's a big engineering job, and scrap heap sprockets and chains have a nasty tendency to part company at high speeds.
The bikers are fast tracking. They're set to mount their V8 engine.
Oh, it looks very complicated now.
Ah, we're getting there now.
You've got an engine, yeah. Centrally mounted engine.
Yeah.
Very good. But then this is still...
That's experimental. That's going to be our tracks, which are going to run across another axle here.
Right, you put another axle in. I like it. So I've like never seen it before.
It's like backwards snowmobile.
Has it ever been done before? Cutting a tractor tyre out like that?
Not that we know of,
yeah.
I wonder why the reason for that is.
If it works, we're going to put a patent on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, should. And this is quite... I mean, this whole marriage thing, I'm fascinated by that. Is that really going to happen, then?
It will happen.
Because it's so romantic. You know, you win Scrap Heap and then you get married. That's lovely. With the
I bought her a welder for Valentine's Day.
Oh,
what more can she ask
what
for?
What more can she possibly
want? That was great.
No, what worries me is that if you don't win... I mean, it's the impossible, admittedly.
God forbid,
if you don't win, does that mean you don't get married?
Absolutely.
Pig farmer Robin knows an engine with a lot of grunt when he sees one.
V6.
It's a two-wheel drive off a transit van. They plan to perform a motor makeover and convert it to four-wheel drive, if they can just get it back to the homestead.
Come on!
One, two, three,
go!
Watch if that ball comes flying.
Go on, Keith, give it some!
Go on, Keith! Think it's going to go?
Beautiful!
The farmer's luck has turned at last.
Lovely.
So you've got to chop it all out now. This will be fun.
Yeah, we've got to do that carefully. You need a bit of gas.
It's a really basic engine. It's got not going anywhere.
There's nothing to go wrong with it. It's clockwork.
It's clockwork.
It's beautiful.
That is a tool and a half. I want one in me tractor. War.
Because I noticed that there's often a gender change in one sentence with engines. Yes. He's a good one, isn't he?
Ah, yeah. He's a proper job. That's
he's
what
a
he
proper
is.
Job, she
he's
is.
A proper job. Gets to a she when her goes, doesn't it? Because we'd all like the she's to go, wouldn't
right.
it? Proper job.
I'll tell you what, we're going to have to...
The Munch Bunch have realised their tracks are anything but a proper job. They're just not sitting right.
See, it's just bent. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's creasing it, isn't it?
Just creasing.
Yeah.
The track sidewalls are still too thick for it to bend around the wheels without bulging. To get it to lie flat, the Munch Bunch are going to cut the sides off completely. But much narrower tracks mean that the amount of track in contact with the ground will be far less than they planned. They'll have a smaller footprint and less traction over the mud. But the bikers are more worried about time. It took Munch an hour and a half to cut one track. Now he's got to redo that and carve up another one.
It's only this side I've got to chop off. I can still leave that round there, can't I?
No.
It's got to come off both sides.
Off both sides.
OK, I'll trim them down again.
Munch seems unconcerned about their ever-shrinking footprint.
But those of us who like nothing more than a really good ramble know that a generous footprint is of utmost importance when traversing muddy terrain. As you can see, we always come prepared for soggy surfaces. Splatchers are an ancient yet ingenious style of footwear originally devised by wildfowlers and cocklers in East Anglia who needed to get about on boggy marshland. They work by spreading the wearer's weight across the surface of the mud. Walking on any soft surface, the more concentrated your weight is, the more you will sink. And the more you can spread your weight, the more buoyant you will be. So splatchers, once mastered, make it laughably easy to negotiate even the boggiest mire.
Help, help, darling.
I'd like a hand, darling.
But some folks still find they need a bit of a helping hand.
Teams, you have 5 hours remaining. 5 hours remaining, teams, thank you.
Hey, get your finger out, boys! Hey, wheels!
Look at that!
Just the job!
The barley pickers are back in business. Keith has scavenged a full set of wheels.
We got wind in them.
Whew. We're going to have some serious
four-wheel action. They need a bit more grip, but they'll be all right with them.
But the bolt holes don't match their Land Rover axles. Hothead Andy decides that they just need to make the holes bigger.
Whoa! Bit too much.
Pretty soon, they resemble a lace doily.
Robin, do you want to have a look at this? I'm not over happy.
There ain't a lot left there, is there?
Robin reckons Andy's holy hubs are too fragile and sets him to work making new wheel centres. It's going to require precision, patience and a level head.
I'm having real problems with these holes. And I think we could be here till midnight.
So Andy's clearly the man for the job.
Call this a fit, Barnes?
Aye?
He's not even put the holes in the right place, has he?
Miles out.
The holes are twice as big and they still miss.
Do you know what, Robert? I've come to the conclusion that Andy, the barley picker, is really quite mad.
I think he's a little bit on the edge, I would agree. Yeah, has he, you had experience of true barkingness?
Yeah, he's very funny, in a very funny way.
If I've cocked it up, I'll put it right.
But they've got a lot of work to do. They've got a huge amount of work to do.
It does look like they have, yeah. But they've got, they had one wheel on just now, and it does look like the most weird thing. It's going to be really long. I sort of didn't, hadn't realised quite how long it is.
It's very long with a high engine.
Very high engine.
High engine, and
enormous
high
wheels.
Yes.
But I've noticed a little bit of droopage with the Munch Bunch. They do seem to be flagging a bit, because they're going completely bananas with their rubber tracks stuff. I mean, I can't believe it's going to work at all. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, they've been setting fire to a lot of things over there lately.
Enormous flames. Yeah.
It's the flames of passion.
Is that what it is?
It's the love, you see. Exploding flames of passion in the Munch Punch area.
Hold that out.
It's a bit... It's going a bit...
I know it's a bit wobbly and...
It's a bit elastic now.
The Munch Bunch are hacking ever bigger chunks off their tracks.
We'll give it a go. I'm not saying it will work, but...
Munch isn't the only one with doubts.
The original plan to have the big footprints seems to be shrinking somewhat.
So the floaty notion could be a bit sinky.
Doesn't seem to be the same, does it?
When they first cut the... tractor tyres down, they were still really wide. Mm. And as the days go, every time I've looked at them, they're cutting more and more off. I mean, they're going to be about, you know, like a rubber band by the time they're finished.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, if the worst comes to the worst of the Munch Bunch, they can't get their tracks to work. What are they going to do? I mean...
a real conundrum, isn't it? The vehicle's designed around that system. Yeah. I think they're going to have to go for bags of bumps. They're just going to have to really hit that hard and hope for the best.
Barley pickers, on the other hand, who I thought were racing ahead, still haven't got an engine. Well, they've nearly got their engine in now.
They've gone to an awful lot of trouble and spent an awful lot of man hours swinging the wheels around, building new plates to go inside and then bottom up. And I don't know why they didn't just swing them around and weld them straight onto the hub.
Well, just weld them on straight on.
Here, they needed to take the bodge shortcut.
Yeah.
It's not going to be on the road.
That would have been strong enough. It
would have got them through it.
Who's your money on now?
Very difficult. I have to go with the barley pickers.
They've had stacks of trouble, but with four wheels on their wagon, those country boys are staging a comeback.
And although the Munch Bunch's chassis is shaping up, their half-track plans are starting to look half-baked. Will the Munch Bunch get back on track, or will the barley pickers plough into the lead?
find out after the break. Welcome back to Scrap Heap Challenge, where everything's as clear as mud for our two teams as they bodge together boisterous bog beasts. Our barmy farmers, the barley pickers, have the wheels on their mud monster and are turning their attention to their sprocket set. It's the gizmo that will turn their two-wheel drive engine into a four-wheel drive. Unsurprisingly, and is letting Toby do the crucial weld.
Yeah, what we'll do is turn around and do the inside. Now that is a proper job.
Our team of bodging bikers, the Munch Bunch, are knocking up a half-track racer to cruise over the mud. But turning tractor tyres into tracks has proved a nightmare, and Nada has volunteered to cut them down to size.
Ooh, what a vibration. I say.
That's good. The barley picker sprocket set is shaping up nicely.
There's not a lot of run out on there, is it? That's pretty good. Would you look at this, Robert?
Look at that.
That is fantastic.
This is your drive.
Yeah. What we do, drive comes into that one.
Yeah.
Turns the chain. That's got to go round.
Big chain.
That big chain there.
Big chain.
It's not your average bicycle
chain. Looks like a bullet belt, doesn't it? It's terrifying.
That's got to go around 3.8 turns for every one of these.
Right. So that's
geared down massively.
The barley pickers are using the sprocket set to transmit power from their two-wheel drive engine to front and rear axles, giving them four-wheel drive. But by using different-sized sprockets, they're cleverly down-gearing it at the same time. For every four turns of the small sprocket, the big sprocket will turn just once. This will make the wheels rotate slowly, giving them lots of torque or turning power. Just the job for getting through mud. But if those sprockets aren't lined up precisely, the chain might snap, and it could be curtains for their torquey tractor.
So which is the front? Which way is forwards?
That way's forwards. That's way forward.
Driver back here.
Driver right back at the back.
Because where do you sit in really fast sports cars?
You've got to get at the way back. Noisy? Nice and noisy, will it be?
Nice and noisy.
Oh, good.
This is a silencer. Straight piece of pipe.
Very nice.
Burn. Oh, like a good end.
That's all you need, is it?
Christmas is here.
We've been looking for one of those. Only problem is we might not get her to the MOT station. Because we think we might be a little bit behind.
The farmers have got some major bodging to do, but their problems are small potatoes compared to the bikers' continuing track trauma.
What are you looking for? Flat, Rich.
There's a new problem with their cut-down tracks.
So we're going to bend it around, because that's going to stop the track coming off.
So it needs to be narrower gauge than that,
A bit thinner than that.
A bit thinner than that, yeah.
Having cut the sidewalls completely off their tracks, the Munch Bunch are now worried that they won't stay in place as they drive along. To stop them wandering off the wheels, they've decided to secure them with metal flanges. But they're going to have to cut 50 of them, drill and bend them, and bolt them through that thick rubber track.
I wish it was Uri Geller.
They're also hoping that their new slimline track won't stretch and sag under the weight of all that metal.
Teams, you have 3 hours remaining. 3 hours remaining, teams, thank you.
Tension's mounting and wedding bells are on hold in the Munch Bunch camp.
Just do it fast!
Yeah, doing it fast!
I'm very worried about that track system for the Munch Bunch, yeah. Because they're actually running a wheel within the tyre as a track.
Yes.
It's actually going to be getting the wheel to grip on the inside.
On the inside,
exactly.
Yeah, which is very smooth, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I must admit, I'm a little bit worried about that.
The barley pickers, they understand all those sort of things about transmission and driving.
And reducing the gear ratio is probably going to be the most difficult part for them. They're going to work it down through a sprocket and then straight through to the drive. So it's a complicated one, and they've had to sort of have a real think about it.
It does seem to me that at the moment that it's the Munch Bunch that are flying ahead in theory and probably falling behind in practice.
It looks a good machine. The doubt is on whether it's actually going to work once they hit that mud.
The bikers are in top gear and their flange production line is working overtime.
You see, I think the Munch Bunch are really quite worried about the whole thing.
But it does look good. I want it to have tracks.
Yeah.
I really want it to. I want to see something with tracks that goes along. But I would imagine very wet, muddy rubber pressing against other very wet, muddy rubber. Which I think your friction goes down a little bit and your slippage increases.
That was my slippage noise.
That was a good noise, yeah. So it's going to be... That's the sound of them.
Yes.
And the barley pickers, it's going to be...
She's a lovely one.
Line this one up.
The barley pickers are fitting together their jalopy jigsaw.
Yes, of course we do. I'll get another one.
Problem here.
Bit more.
He's still touching the bolt. Unless we take the bolts out.
They're having trouble lining up the sprocket set and drive shafts.
Yeah, but he isn't on his worst stroke yet.
Bring it back towards me a minute so I can see. That's pretty good, I think.
That ain't far out, is
it? Right, let's get them welded up then.
Some quick-fire welding gets them straightened out, but there's plenty more to do.
The Munch Bunch's tracks are slowly shaping up.
What the problem was, I'm screwing it into the concrete.
But they've a new worry, getting their roadster around bends. Tracked vehicles are hard to steer, but they've come up with a plan for crafty cornering.
The Munch Bunch will steer their front wheels via the steering wheel, but they've come up with a cunning wheeze to steer the back of their vehicle. They're going to put brakes on each of their rear tracks. When they bang on the brakes on the right-hand side, the left-hand side will keep going, helping the whole machine to skid round the corner. It's not what you'd call sophisticated, but skid steering is what the army use on tanks.
Teams, you have 1 hour remaining. 1 hour remaining, teams. 1 hour remaining, teams.
Andy and Keith are ransacking the transit van for its accelerator and brakes.
A lot of noise coming from next door.
Yeah, shut up, your noisy neighbours.
The farmers start getting those driver controls onto their souped-up tractor. Time for an early wedding present, a racing safety seat.
Soon set fire to that.
That'll do.
Yeah. Look at that. There's a little bit of a split in the track here, isn't there? But that's...
We're going to put a plate across it.
It's cosmetics.
That's a puncture. It's a...
How are the wedding prospects, then?
Looking pretty good at the moment, I think.
Are you still good? Good? It's all still on?
It's all still on at the moment. But we have a half an hour. Anything can happen in the next half hour. Yeah. You know how it is.
It's just this boring bit at the moment.
Yes, but... He reckons it's worth the tedium.
Well, that's what marriage is all about, isn't it? It's 90% tedium and 10% ecstasy.
I'm only going to be 10% married then.
Barley pickers, how are you doing? I bought a present for you.
Hey.
Okay. There you go then. So that's going to go at the back.
That's where he's going.
Okay, you're very high up there, aren't you?
Yeah, you've got to see what you're doing.
They're tractor drivers, aren't they?
We sit high on our tractors, so we've got to sit high on this machine, aren't us?
What have you got left to do?
Mount the controls. And the radiator and put finish engine mounts.
Okay.
And we've got to get through to the clutch and the gear sticks somehow.
So, gear sticks, no problem. Over the top, wallop.
He's going to have one huge great
We're going to put a Union Jack on the top of it. Put a Queen.
I'm glad you've thought about the decoration there, Andy, before the thing's even finished. Can you demonstrate the steering at all at the moment? Is that demonstrable? Yeah. I'm dying to see the famous four-wheel steering.
Back for a minute.
Lovely, I should put that down there.
If we all get on
a wheel each. Great.
And the other way.
It works. After a fashion. Brilliant.
And straight ahead.
It does really work. There's immense confidence, but there's also immense feeling of, please let us get on with this. We've got so much to do.
We have got a lot to do.
The barley pickers are jettisoning excess weight.
More pipe.
Teams, you have 15 minutes remaining. 15 minutes remaining, teams.
The Munch Bunch have fitted their brace of brakes, but there's still a list of other jobs.
Brakes.
We're going to go fast pedal. And we got the mass cylinder going on.
The Munch Bunch have got their tracks on with big claspy things.
It's not turned out quite how they first planned, I think.
No.
But it's still got quite a good sort of footprint there.
Yeah. And they're going to drive as fast as they possibly can. That's
yeah,
their tactic.
I think, once they hit the mud, it's going to slow it down very, very quickly anyway.
Yes.
So, but hopefully they'll get the aquaplane effect they were hoping for, because the front end is still light.
Yes, there's nothing there, is there really? Yeah. No. The barley pickers machine also, though, has suddenly come into being, hasn't it?
That is quite an incredible piece of
it. It looks fantastic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Amazing. But what are the barley pickers' tactics with this challenge? Are they going to go flat out and hell for leather?
No, speed isn't going to be it for them. They're going to be on the more cautious side, steady approach.
So who's your money on now, then?
I think right now I have to
go with
the barley pickers.
You're going to stick with the barley pickers. You've been pretty consistent all day.
Yeah.
There's a problem.
5 minutes remaining, teams. 5 minutes more construction time, teams. Thank you.
We ain't got time to stop for a cup of tea, then.
I need one more of those nuts and bolts.
It's all go as the Munch Bunch race to catch up.
Don't lean on the cereal. Don't lean on the cereal.
Goodness, for that, it's going to be the last one.
Right, they're on, boys.
The tracks
and
are on.
Thank you.
At last, those pesky tracks are securely in place, and the last bolts are tightened up.
Robin, can we have a bit of a 12-inch angle? Got a couple of little last jobs to do.
The farmer's last task is connecting up their steering.
Go, go, go!
And it's a nail-biting dash to the finish.
With moments to go, the bikers patch up their puncture and break out the wedding ribbon.
Round and back.
That's pretty.
That's nice.
That's got to be an omen.
Five!
Four!
Three!
Two!
One!
Teams, time to down your tools and rest your weary heads and marvel at your magnificent mud monsters!
Well done, teams!
And one more thing, teams. Don't bother to clean up tonight, because tomorrow we're all going to get covered in crud.
Yay! Yay!
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! This is a fantastic thing.
Will the balmy farmer's talkie tractor make hay come test day? Or will our biker's half-track racer put them out to pasture? Find out after the break.
Welcome back to Scrap Heap Challenge, where we've prepared a monster mud bath for our teams to wallow in.
In this fiendishly filthy test, our teams must traverse a myriad of muddy terrain. The course has three stages, each designed to test our team's mud monsters to the limit. They kick off with a sticky sprint, then they'll face a twisty, turny mire to test their cornering. Finally, the ultimate mud-bogging run with boggy hollows up to a metre deep. Whoever makes the fastest time round each course wins a point, and the team with the most points wins.
As usual, we've given the teams an hour to tinker with their machines.
Staffordshire bikers, the Munch Bunch, have built a half-tracked roadster to speed over the top of the slime. They've bodged on some chains in a bid to keep their rubber tracks in place.
See how it's working now?
Yeah.
The barley pickers, our Devonshire farmers, have built, well, a big-wheel tractor to cut through the mud. They've been fitting an innovative gear change device.
Hold that with bungees. That's better. Hang on, let's find it where we're to.
So what is this? What is this? Decorative this piece of metalwork.
Vital piece of equipment.
Is it?
This year is the gear stick.
Oh, it's the gear stick.
First is summer in Oxfordshire. And second's nearly in Cornwall. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Down south.
I'm not convinced about those chains.
Have you seen the other team?
Yeah.
Do you still think you're going to beat them?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a drive it and hope, isn't it, really?
Yeah, we think it will work. We don't know.
I suppose the only problem is if you hit an obstacle that's so big it pushes several of these in at once. You're hoping the chains are going to keep it straight?
Keep it straight. Well, we don't know, because we've not seen one work before and we've only towed it here, so...
All right, well, best of luck.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And may the best mud monster win.
Round one is a 50-metre sprint. The mud is viscous and very sticky, so they'll need to go for broke to ensure they don't get stuck.
The Munch Bunch are first up, and they've put off-road racing driver Rich behind the wheel. It's time to find out if those tracks will sink or spin.
OK, teams, I want to see mud in the air. I want to see mud everywhere, flying in every direction. Munch Bunch, are you ready?
Yes!
Start moving on the sound of my horn! Three... Two, one!
And he's off! Fantastic! Look at the mud fly! The tracks are working a treat! Incredible!
Brilliant! The Munch Bunch's first dash took them a super speedy 12 seconds.
No trouble.
Do you think your TC done good?
It done.
It done
brilliant.
Good.
He's going to do better on the next go.
We've still got tracks on it.
Yeah.
The tracks stayed on.
They're all there.
They worked.
The Barley Pickers, too, have voted their TC Toby into the hot seat.
Barley Pickers, are you ready?
Yes.
OK, go on the sound of the horn. Three, two, one.
Ah! He's ploughing down the course like he's cutting into a field of corn. But it looks like the steering is hard to handle.
It took just 9 seconds and means they win the first round.
Yes! 9 seconds, proper job!
Boys.
Now our monsters are revved up, we move on to a tougher test. Our swampy slalom has tight bends that will test manoeuvrability. The mud is silty and there are pools of deep water. They need to decide if they're going to test them for depth or just bomb straight through.
Having won the last round, the barley pickers have chosen to go first this time.
Well, the barley pickers have got a little bit of a cushion now, so I think for them it's take it steady, get it through, and at all costs make it to the end of it, of each section.
Yeah.
Much crunch, nothing to lose. I think it's going to go all the way.
OK, teams, we know this one's going to be filthy and dirty. Barley pickers, are you ready?
Yes!
3, 2, 1...
The tyres are cutting down through the slime and seem to be keeping their grip. He's got that four-wheel steering working a treat.
Ooh, is he going to get around next?
He's thrashing the engine now. He really needs to change gear.
Oh, he's gone for the gear change. He's got it. He's done it. Beautiful.
He's sprinting for the last stretch of water. Fantastic. He's home and dry in 48 seconds.
Fantastic.
Toby Barley Picker. You pleased with that?
Yeah, it was, having got the hang of the fact that back end steps out, by coming back down through the chicane, easy.
The four-wheel steering makes the Barley Picker's vehicle very responsive. It's easy to oversteer, but Toby uses a light touch and breezes around the tight bends.
The gauntlet has been tossed down, with the Munch Bunch needing to beat a time of 48 seconds to stay in with a chance.
This round will be an extreme test to the traction of the tracks and to whether the skid steering will get them around the bends.
Are you ready, Munch Bunch?
Yes!
3, 2, 1...
Rich blasts off like a rocket. He just ignores the first bend altogether, going straight over the top of it.
Oh, no!
He's pushing it to the limit, and the tracks are staying put. It's a blistering run. And the skid steering is working a treat. Look at him go!
Oh, go!
Brilliant, my man.
Come round here, Andy.
Well,
that was fantastic.
Absolutely brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
It looked great.
That was
well.
Amazing.
Even though the tracks are completely submerged, they're giving good traction, and the meaty V8 engine is powering through the swamp.
Rogers to Llewellyn. Are you there, Llewellyn? Can you let us know what the time was?
Yes, the official time for that run was 37 seconds.
Yes! Yes!
Excellent!
Yes. Fantastic! Yes. Thank you very much, Llewellyn. Over and out. 37 seconds. Well
the Munch Bunch pick up a point and even the match to one all.
To be for the Barley Pickers to kick us off.
OK, Barley Pickers, this is the last run. Are you ready?
Yes!
On my mark, 3, 2, 1!
And he's got stuck in the mud hole.
He's lost drive, he's lost the gear.
He can't change gear.
Go on, yes! Oh, that's goofy.
At last, he's out. Even though the engine's soaked and is misfiring badly, he manages to carve a path through the crud.
Yes! Well done, Doug. Yes! Come on, let's go see him.
And he scrambles home in 30 seconds.
Fabio,
Toby.
How about that then?
That was incredibly fast. What happened about halfway through? Did you just get stuck in the mud? Or it was
so much mud, it was just bogging down, so I had to drop it to first, and it then gave the power just to lift itself up and kept power on through the rest of the course.
30 seconds to beat. I mean, that is very, very good, isn't it? The Munch Bunch are really up against it now. Yeah. And the wedding. The wedding's at stake. I mean, you know, there's a lot riding
it's
on this final bit.
It's serious, isn't it?
Oh, Richie Rich. It's all relying on you. Is your adrenaline side kicking in yet?
Halfway down. I might just get a little trickle.
Your tracks have held up very well so far.
Still there, aren't they?
They're still going to hold up, do you reckon?
Don't know. Don't know.
Rich, yeah. I think we'll take this a little more seriously.
Of course it is. Yeah.
Go on, good luck.
OK, Munch Bunch, there's a hell of a lot resting on this final run. Are you ready?
Yes!
3, 2, 1...
Look at the Munch Bunch go! Oh, my goodness. Now he's got stuck in exactly the same place as the Farmers. But he's still ploughing and churning through it. He's not giving up.
No.
Oh, no!
Tracks come off!
There's nothing he can do except spray himself with mud. That's it. It's all over for the Munch Bunch.
Now you just got to get out of it, Rich.
Richie Rich.
I've got a flat track.
Your track came... Oh! Well done.
And it's the end of the road for Munch and Nada's dreams of a scrap heap wedding.
Well, I think it's pretty clear that the old barley pickers, you've done very well today, boys. Well done. Thank
you. Yeah, well done.
Very nice.
Well done.
That's fantastic effort. What an amazing effort. Well done, all of you.
Well done.
So the Barmy Farmers forge through to the next round.
And if you thought this was dirty, wait till next week, Scrappy.
Next week on Scrappy Challenge, two teams will be attempting to defy gravity by hustling up some hunky hovercrafts.
He's not looking like a happy bunny.
Join us to find out if a crew of cool Kiwis, the Crazy Carters, will be more than a match for the Marshall Mechanics, a bunch of beefy black belts.
Well, that's next Sunday at 5 o'clock. Welcome back, Scrap Heap fans. Don't forget to visit the fantastic new website at channel4.com/science. Next today, some medical expertise is urgently required to save an entire race in Enterprise.